So I've been casting for quite a while now, but you know what? I still get these bizarre dreams, these nightmares. The actor's nightmare. That's the subject of today's podcast on Casting Actors Cast.
This is Casting Actors Cast. Each episode takes you behind the scenes and answers your questions about the business of show. Please don't forget to subscribe and like wherever you get your podcasts. Now here's the host of Casting Actors Cast, Jeffrey Dreisbach.
Well, hello and welcome to this episode of Casting Actors Cast. I'm Jeffrey Dreisbach. So glad that you're here today. Today, we're going to be talking about the actor's nightmare. Now, if you're an actor, you've probably had these nightmares, but you know what? Let's pull it all apart. Let's take a look at it and see if we can come up with some solutions so that we don't have so much anxiety relating to our nightmares as an actor. But first, this is that moment of the podcast where I want to say thank you so very much. If this is your first time tuning in to Casting Actors Cast, cool. So glad that you're here. If you've been a listener of Casting Actors Cast, welcome back. I'm really glad that you're here and looking forward to our continued effort to show you what it's like in the business of show. I do have a couple of quick favors for you, though, and that is if you are listening to this on iTunes, I would really appreciate you going to iTunes and giving me some kind of a rating, maybe giving a little bit of feedback. It really means a lot to sort of get my numbers up there. So I beg of you, if you are a listener of Casting Actors Cast, if you've gotten anything out of these podcasts, and I know that there are thousands of you that are out there, please feel free to go and leave me a like, a thumbs up, whatever it takes, whatever you feel. In addition to that, we are on Patreon now so that you can make a financial donation to keeping Casting Actors Cast going. And it helps me a lot because I want to continue to improve and grow the podcast as much as possible. And since we're now on YouTube, we're doing these podios, these podcast videos, it would be great if you could go there too. I just need as much support as you feel you can give. And as far as Patreon is concerned, if you do give, understand that part of that contribution that you make to Casting Actors Cast will go to Actors Equity Association Equity Fights AIDS. So it's a really great cause as well. Another portion is going to go to increasing our equipment and production values and making sure that we can give you as much relevant information as possible on this podcast. Also, finally, I want to say that, but please go to castingactorscast.com. There's all kinds of freebies there, as well as a place where you can jump into the, dive into the talent pool. And if you do that, you'll get a free downloadable PDF book on voiceover work called Conversation Pieces Out of the Studio, the voiceover workshop for professional actors. And you might find that really useful and fun. It's a book I wrote a few years ago, and you're welcome to that absolutely free of charge. I just love the fact that there are so many of you that are out there. You're sharing information with me. You're sending me feedback. I would love to continue to get those numbers up. It's very, very exciting. And it's been really more fun than a barrel of monkeys. I don't know how much fun a barrel of monkeys actually have, though. So there we are. Thank you so much. So let's talk about it. The actor's nightmare. I want to first share my own personal nightmare that I've had. And it's been a recurring nightmare for, gosh, almost 30 years now. And it happens on a semi-regular basis. And what's amazing about this particular nightmare is I don't have any idea when it's going to creep up and take a hold of me in my dreams when I'm sleeping at night. It just sort of comes at the least expected kinds of moments. So I can't predict that I'm going to have this nightmare. And I don't know if that's the same for you or not. And I would love for you to tell me what your nightmares are, because I know you might have them. But we're going to talk about some themes, some general themes about the actor's nightmare. But I also want to talk to you about some solutions and maybe some explanations that I've done some research with a lot of psychologists who have given me a lot of information about what these dreams actually mean. So stay tuned for that information. But here's my dream. So I end up in a really upset because I'm really, really late. I think I'm late for a performance. And I don't know quite where I'm going in my nightmare. And I end up seeing a door that looks absolutely the right door that I need to go into. And I open the door and suddenly I am on stage in a scene. There's an audience. There are other actors who are looking at me in surprise, like I've just entered the scene. And these other actors start talking to me, and I don't have a clue about what show it is. I don't realize where I'm at. I thought I was just going to get some help somewhere from somebody, and it just all gets very, very confusing. And it always ends up that I wake up. I never sort of finish this dream. And that's kind of weird, isn't it? I guess not. I don't know. Someone once told me that if you are feeling like you're in a you're going to die in a dream, for example, you always wake up before you actually die in the dream. I don't know if that's true or not. But in my nightmare, I wake up in a completely stressed out situation because I am so not in control. I am so like in front of an audience supposedly proving something. And I have no clue why I'm there and what I'm doing. Now, there are variations on that nightmare for me. One of them is that I open the door and I'm completely naked. And there's an entire audience looking at me stark naked. That's a very concerning nightmare that I have. And so there are times when there are variations on these nightmares. There's a wonderful play, Christopher Durang, just a great playwright. If you don't know his work, please check out some work by Christopher Durang. He wrote a wonderful play called Beyond Therapy. He also wrote Sister Mary Ignatius Explains It All for You. In addition to that, he wrote this play called The Actor's Nightmare. I just reread it, knowing that I was preparing for this podcast. And if you haven't had a chance to read, or if you haven't seen that play, you know, find that play, read it, because it really does sort of lay out almost all of these nightmares happening in a bizarre way with a bunch of different actors coming in and out of the scene where you're like identifying with the main character in this. It's really a wonderful, wonderful play. But I ended up talking to the folks that work in McCorkle Casting. Katya, for example, I asked her what her nightmare was, because she is a casting director, and she told me about the common dream that she had when she was acting, because she started as an actor and went to Syracuse, that her dream is that she can't remember any of her lines. And everyone is looking, she's on stage, and everyone is looking at her for her lines. And instead of inventing a line or coming up with a line, according to her, she gets down and falls flat on the floor and does an army crawl off the stage. It's like, I'm not here. I'm crawling away now. The image of that is really, really great. The common theme there, I think, is being really unprepared for us when we feel like we're unprepared. That seems to be a common theme. Other dreams that other folks have had, another person in our office shared with us about the dream where she's in a box office and there are no computers in the box office, so there's no way to organize or figure out who the tickets are to go to. Boy, that sounds really awful as well. Other dreams. This is a common one, I think, that the actor is doing fine on stage. They're ready to go on for, and they go on for the first act, and then they go on for the second act, and they think that they're done, and they weren't told that there's actually a third act that they have to be, you know, ready to go on for. And they thought, no, I thought the play was over. And it's like, no, you've got to go on and do the third act. Oh my goodness, that's a terrible one. Other themes, let's see. People have told me that they have, the naked thing, appearing on stage naked, that you don't know where your clothes are, and suddenly you're in front of an audience and you're obviously quite exposed. Sometimes you're on stage and you're in the wrong play. It's not only that you don't know what the play is, but maybe there is a play that you were planning on being and you're dressed for and in costume, and then you go on and you're in the completely wrong play and you don't recognize anybody and you're supposed to sort of, you know, go on from there. I don't know how anyone could recover from any experience like that. So those are common ones. What ones do you have? Listen, if you've got a common dream that maybe we haven't mentioned here, please let me know. Go to castingactorscast.com, fill out the form, contact form, and let me know if there are some actor nightmare dreams you have, because I'd love to share those on future episodes. So let's talk about why we have them. Now, there's a lot of common sense rationale for why we have these actor nightmare kinds of dreams. But you know what? I did a little bit of research, and I actually read quite a bit about this particular type of dream and style of dream. And it was really interesting that several different psychologists had different interpretations of these kinds of dreams. And I'm going to go through the list that I have here in front of me and see if you can relate to any of them. So obviously, the one that comes to mind first is that it's about performance anxiety, that you have these daily stresses in your life and you're not quite feeling like you're living up to your potential or your expectation. So this performance anxiety kicks in the form of these dreams where you have a public that's there observing you and you're not up to that ability to deliver on what their expectations are. So there's some psychology there that I thought was really, really interesting. Now, there are some other psychologists that talk about the actor's nightmare as being what they call brain logic. And I think that this is kind of fascinating. And that is that when you sleep, that your brain is actually sort of cleaning house, sort of doing its own housekeeping and categorizing and filtering and putting into different sections of your brain as an organizational aspect of what you're working on or what you're dealing with. So your brain decides to process any of that anxiety into that particular category. So it's not as if the dream is there to upset you, but the dream is being worked out to put in a particular category into your brain so that actually you can sort of clear house, kind of find a way to renew, because what happens when we sleep, all of these other things take place, these physiological changes take place in order to sort of we get, some kind of recovery. So that's another explanation I thought was pretty interesting, because we have these life experiences and these life experiences get worked out oftentimes in our dreams, according to many of these psychologists. Now, there's some practical psychology as well, right? And you can imagine that some people say, though, this is just a chemical reaction. Like if you've had some bad indigestion or something you've eaten or something that isn't agreeing with you, that will stimulate a certain section of your brain because of that discomfort. And you recreate that discomfort in the form of these distressful dreams. Other psychologists have said that this is just a form of additional adrenaline. So you have this adrenaline sort of kicking around in your body in your sleep, and it sort of kicks in, and that actually creates the scenario of some of these actor nightmares. I'm not sure about that. I think I have the nightmare and then that creates the adrenaline. That's up for debate in my mind a little bit. But the bottom line, I think, that makes the most sense is that we are seeking a solution to whatever anxiety or problems that we're going through. Clearly, there's that component of being a structured environment, like being in a play, but at the same time, and we also have an audience, and at the same time, we're trying to figure out what the solution is on the spot. And that kind of pressure can create this level of anxiety. So what's the message? What can we learn from having the actor's nightmare? One aspect might be that we forget sometimes to be humble. That when we need to be humble, we sometimes have these really excessive dreams that create this world that put us into a humiliating state, into a place. And we could use that as a reminder of, maybe it's a good idea to be humble, to not always feel that we have all of the answers or that we're always prepared. So there's a component of humility, and we forget to be humble sometimes. Sometimes we're afraid that we are being discovered in our actor's nightmare dreams. We're being discovered for who we really are. We feel that there's part of us that's being revealed. And in that sense, we're being found out. And that can create a whole level of anxiety, that we feel somehow that what we're doing is a fraud. And, you know, it's called the actor's nightmare because we are so used to playing pretend. And so when we're pretending to be another person, maybe there are some components of our own personalities that think that we are being found out for being the fraud that we think we are. I think that that's, you know, that kind of rings true with me. I don't know about you. It rings true with me. There's also clearly that personal embarrassment, that we feel embarrassed or we've done something that puts us in a position to make us feel completely out of control in the environments that we find ourselves in. Now, others have talked about the fact that we're letting others down, that we can't sort of come up with the right lines, or we don't know what play we're in, that in truth, that may be representing the fact that we're letting somebody else in our life down. And so we have these actor nightmare dreams to put us in this kind of weird state of letdown. And I'm not sure if that's a really great explanation, but it's really fascinating to kind of think about. I really like thinking about the psychology of why we dream these the way we dream. And being insecure, finding our own personal embarrassment, feeling like we're a fraud and being found out, I think that those are all part and parcel of the creative person spirit that we are. And so I think we have to give ourselves a little bit of a break. The bottom line is that our dreams are representative of us in these unusual kinds of situations where we find ourselves in these lack or out of control moments. And the bottom line for that is that it's simply a release of stress, that we're releasing some kind of stress we find in our lives, and that manifests itself in our dreams. So having the actor's nightmare, and I can just share with you on a personal level that I wake up with these and it takes me, you know, a couple of minutes really to realize that, oh my gosh, that was only a dream. Have you had that experience? I'd love to hear about it. Are we putting ourselves through something that's causing this much anxiety in order to be able to categorize and put into the proper place in our brain what is taking place on our day-to-day life? Now, I'm not sure, and I don't know how you feel about this, but I'm not sure it's really a great idea to try and work out to not have these dreams. I'm not sure that we are in complete control of that. Clearly, Freud talked about our subconscious in a way that was an entity that we were not in control of, that the externals will affect our day-to-day, and our day-to-day is then affected by the dreamscape that we present ourselves when we dream. So I'm not sure it's a really great plan to say, okay, how do I not ever have this dream again? But I do think that analyzing it, taking a look at it, what's going on in your life now that prompted this dream is really healthy, ultimately, because maybe it'll help you figure it out just a little bit. So there we are, the actor's nightmare. So I want you to read that play by Christopher Durang. I'd love for you to make sure you contact me if you've had an actor's nightmare dream. I want to hear about it. What kind of dream are you going through? Because it's all a community of actors. And if I know actors, the shared experience is something that can be really beneficial. I don't want to feel like I'm completely alone in my own bizarre little dream world. I would love to know that other people are experiencing similar things, if not the same thing. That would be kind of fun for me. So that's today's episode of Casting Actors Cast. Hey, feel free to check us out on the web, www.castingactorscast.com. Again, if you're new, welcome. I hope this might be fun for you as you continue to listen and to watch. And for those of you who continue to support Casting Actors Cast, I couldn't do this without you. Thanks so much. This is Casting Actors Cast.
Casting Actors Cast is made possible with your support just by listening. please like, share, and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Caitlin Clark.